The people you know, the experience you trust, the quality you expect, the newspaper you deserve. This local newscast provided by The Telegram.
This is Matt McKee reporting from Total Media Studios in Jackson with your local news. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is reporting a decrease in fatal crashes that it investigated over the 4th of July weekend. ONN's Tracy Townsend has this report.
The patrol, in fact, says 16 people lost their lives in 15 traffic crashes between Friday, July 2nd and Monday, July 5th. Last year, during that same period, the patrol investigated 25 deaths. I'm Tracy Townsend.
In local news today, as per usual, Wellston Mayor Charlie Hudson's most recent biweekly report to City Council included numerous important updates, including the fact that the city's operator of record for the water plant, Thaman Roberts, has resigned. The city has since retained Brian Martin, who was an operator of record for them but retired and kept his licenses, and so they are paying him on an interim basis until one of the other guys can pass the Level 3 test. Mayor Hudson said the city has one young man that can test in October who he feels should, quote, pass with flying colors, end quote. Oak Hill Union Local's School Board of Education members Joe Elsis and Mike French were honored on Wednesday, June 23rd, by the Ohio School Board Association for their respective terms of service to the district. Elsis and French have been on the Oak Hill Board for 20 years apiece, and to commemorate that achievement, board representatives presented the men with awards recognizing their dedicated service. And recently at the Wellston City Board of Education meeting on July 6th, a special presentation was made to board member Betty Jenkins. She received the OSBA's Distinguished Board Member Award, commemorating her 10 years of dedication and commitment to public education as a member of the Wellston School Board. Prior to her 10 years of service on the board, she was also a longtime educator in the Wellston School District. A website that provides Ohioans with lots of legal information on a local level continues to be popular as the pandemic loosens. ONN's Dave James has this report.
Susan Che is the executive director of Ohio Legal Help. She says the eviction moratorium is in its last month, and struggling renters can use ohiolegalhelp.org to find the local office that can help them.
We also have information on divorce and dissolution, which we're actually seeing increased traffic to. Someone can actually fill out their divorce forms on our website and then save them.
Che says 50,000 people a month are using ohiolegalhelp.org. Dave James, ONN News.
In other news today, the Vinton County Sheriff's Office reached out to the public on Monday, July 5th, seeking assistance in identifying three suspects responsible for a burglary on Poland Road. The residence is in Vinton County, near the Richland Furnace State Forest, and Richland released surveillance photos which captured the images of the masked perpetrators inside a home, as well as in their vehicle, a blue truck, as it entered and exited the property. Timestamps on the cameras indicate the time of the robbery was around 6:10 a.m. on July 5th. Names of the victim or items stolen have not been released. As of Tuesday evening, the 6th, it was confirmed by the Vinton County Sheriff's Office that the truck has been located and that persons of interest have been identified by detectives. As the investigation is still stated to be ongoing, the Sheriff's Office is asking the public for any pertinent evidence related to the burglary. If you have any information regarding the incident, you're asked to contact the Sheriff's Office at 596-5242. Callers may remain anonymous if they wish. And although contract negotiation between the Board of Education and the Jackson County Education Association Union has yet to officially begin, a large crowd of teachers recently gathered at the June meeting to express, through a spokesperson, their displeasure with the district that they say was once the best in the area. As the district and the JCAA union prepare to enter into contract negotiations, the radio and the Telegram will provide more information as it becomes available. Stay tuned to telegramnews.com for more information. The Southern Hills Arts Council has announced an early registration deadline for the 2021 Foothills Arts Festival. The 2021 edition will be held Friday through Sunday, October 15th through the 17th, and will be held at a new venue, the Park's Edge Events Center on East Main Street in Jackson. The festival, which usually draws 100 artists with 500 submissions in photography, painting, and more, will be celebrating its 40th occurrence in 2021. Early registration deadlines will be Friday, September 3rd by 5 p.m. More information on this event will be posted soon to the 2021 Foothills Arts Festival Facebook page. Registration forms will also be available soon through their Facebook page. The Jackson County Children's Theater will present Dr. Evil and the Pigeons with Lasers in two performances, both at 7 p.m. this Saturday and Sunday, the 10th and the 11th, as will take place at the Marquette Cultural Arts Center in downtown Jackson. Due to the acquisition of a new sponsor, the children's tickets will be free. The cast of Dr. Evil and the Pigeons with Lasers includes Allison Aldridge, Lily Staker, Courtney Perry, Island Barker, John Nodder, Taylor Simpson, Emma Vernon, and Doug Sharp. It's a unique show about an evil mastermind attempting to prove himself to a council of evil by using his pigeons with lasers. The 8th Annual Jackson Area Kiwanis Club Golf Outing will take place on Sunday at the Franklin Valley Golf Course in Jackson. Registration begins at 1:30 with a shotgun start at 2:30. The cost for the event is $260 per adult team or $65 per player. If you have any questions or you want more information, you can contact Mark Carman at 710-0492 or email mcarman@carmansusedcars.com. Finally today, Jackson County Engineer Melissa Miller has announced that the Engineer's Office hopes to have the bridge site on Limerick Road, which is County Road 25, open to traffic by the end of the day on Friday. This is dependent on the weather. As soon as the bridge is open, they will start work on the slip on Limerick Road, which is a half mile north of Beaver Pike. They will only have the road closed during working hours for the slip project. Those hours will be from 7 to 4, Monday through Thursday, for approximately 3 weeks. They apologize in advance for any inconvenience. Again, from Total Media Studios in Jackson, I'm Matt McKee, and that was your local news.